Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more zen and a whole lot of confidence. We've all been there, right? That feeling of imposter syndrome creeping in, whispering dad scenario like, are you really good enough? Well, what if you fail? It's the inner critic on overdrive, and let me tell you, it can be a real buzzkill. But today, we're flipping the script. We're diving headfirst into overcoming self-doubt and embracing uncertainty because guess what? It's not about erasing those doubts, it's about learning to dance with them. Ever felt like you were holding back, afraid to put yourself out there because your inner voice was screaming, what if you mess up? You know that feeling when you have an amazing idea, but you hesitate to share it because you're scared of judgment or rejection? We've all been there. But here's the truth. Uncertainty is a part of life. It's inevitable. The sooner we accept that, the better equipped we are to handle it with grace and even, dare I say, a little bit of excitement. So how do we do it? How do we silence those pesky doubts and step into our power? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this journey. 1. Reframe your thoughts. Our thoughts have incredible power shaping our beliefs and influencing our actions. When self-doubt creeps in, don't just accept it as truth. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this belief, or what would I tell a friend who was having these thoughts? Often, we're our own harshest critics, so try practicing some kindness and compassion towards yourself. 2. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of your strengths, those things you're naturally good at or that make you feel confident. Remind yourself of these strengths regularly. When self-doubt arises, refer back to this list and celebrate your accomplishments. 3. Embrace imperfection. Perfection is a myth. Striving for it can lead to anxiety and disappointment. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate small wins and acknowledge that mistakes are opportunities for learning and growth. Remember, even the most successful people stumble along the way. What matters is how we learn and bounce back. 4. Step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we challenge ourselves. Try something new, take a risk, or say yes to an opportunity that scares you a little bit. Stepping outside your comfort zone builds confidence and resilience. 5. Surround yourself with supportive people. The company we keep matters. Seek out people who believe in you, encourage you, and celebrate your successes. Build a support system of friends, family, or mentors who can offer guidance and encouragement when you need it most. Let me tell you a story that illustrates this perfectly. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's been afraid to share her work publicly for years. She constantly doubted her skills, worried about criticism, and let fear hold her back. But then, she attended a workshop where she met other artists who were supportive and encouraging. They shared their own struggles and triumphs, reminding Sarah that vulnerability is a strength. Inspired by their stories, Sarah decided to take a leap of faith. She entered her artwork in an exhibition and, much to her surprise, it was well received. The experience gave her newfound confidence and the courage to pursue her passion more wholeheartedly. So remember, overcoming self-doubt isn't about becoming fearless. It's about acknowledging those doubts, learning to manage them, and choosing to move forward anyway. It's about embracing uncertainty as an opportunity for growth and discovery. You're capable of amazing things, even when you don't feel like it. Don't let self-doubt hold you back from living your fullest life. Ready to take action? This week, identify one small step you can take to challenge your self-doubt. Maybe it's sharing a creative project, asking for a raise at work, or simply speaking up more in meetings. Whatever it is, commit to taking that step and see how it feels. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Use the #StoicLifePodcast and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.